Yes, it is. Right now, as we speak, I'm somewhere between Thunder Bay and Toronto on the train, so any sounds that we may be interrupted with is the beautiful train ride and the fall colors. Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous. It's true, and at first when you told me about the 007 thing, I thought that's entirely fabrication. There's nothing based on reality here, until I continued to look further. John Dee used to sign letters to the Queen in a weird 00 fashion, with a thing that looks like a European 7, with a line in the middle, a line on top, and a line down. It could also be double meanings here. If you look at the 007 symbol, what we would think? You have to remember back in the time, because we're talking 1500s. These are spectacles. He's saying he's the Queen's eye. Yeah, and no matter how you look at it, you know that years later someone picked up on this and said, this is the first one. I have not found any links to murder from him, but he was probably the last sorcerer, the last royal wizard assigned in England. What an interesting history. He was set up with a lot of false charges of sorcery. Not entirely false, actually. But they still have a crystal ball of his that he told, and they found an actual diary of his. He had three diaries. One that he allowed to be found, the second that he sent to the Queen, a third that he kept buried. In all three, he spoke of using a crystal ball, of conjuring, of finding some amazing things in deep Europe. And at the time, this was most likely Poland. Well, he found something amazing in Poland. What happened, actually, and this is one of the things that can be looked up so we can still follow this line. That's how I did it. An asteroid hit in Poland. And apparently, the whole major city was built around it. This asteroid contained an element which I put forth to all of us right now is one of the things that they used for conjuring. It's one of the things they used to turn metal into gold. I don't think it was entirely an incantation, although at the time it would have felt like magic. I think the Philosopher's Stone, and which turns lead into metal, and the Elixir of Life, which they thought gave immortality, happened in places that oddly happened after meteor hit. It'll sound outrageous. I'm going to tell you a story that's going to sound so outrageous tonight, and we have to go back way before John Dee to even tell the story. We have to go back to the capitalists. We have to go back to Iraq. We have to go back to Babylon. We're still talking about the same thing. But if you read the stories and travel the way back, nothing happens without a meteor strike first. Nothing. Yes. The salt and the minerals from Earth mixed with the salt and the minerals and the water are from the cosmos. I'm with you. I think this is what the philosopher's gold, the philosopher's stone, actually is. Yes. Yes. Oh, please. It is. And I think that the coronation of Elizabeth I, he called up an ancient text, which I actually think is one of the old grimoires. Now, from what I've researched, it's still debated on whether this is a real man that he got it from. A grimoire. It's a large book of spells that have been bound, and I think that's the important thing. Binding a spell in a book is to capture it. You have to remember that ancient people from all over the planet believed in personalizing everything. Water was a being. Sky, spirit, wind, trees, they were all beings. And to bind them was to control them. I think the basic thing about binding was to capture the beings and to make them work for you. I know that sounds outrageous, AP, but I think that's where it came from. I can't find any other base on binding that sounds good. they found words. I found sounds. The rhythm of the sound and the movement of the body. There's a reason why men stand in front of the wall and rock back and forth. It's not enough to make the sounds. You need to connect the body to the sounds and the movement. You rock back and forth, but they never stand with a book in their hands. If you've noticed, anyone who isn't Jewish, if you notice people in front of the wall, they never stand with a book. That's an entirely different spell. I think John Dee was the first man who stood with a book and said the words and cast a spell. Later, after the incantation, which was, I think, ominous, that divided the planet into 48 sections, and he gave that to, I have to go back a little bit. He was, I think he drove himself. I think he was one of those seekers of the truth that wanted nothing else than to delve into the depths. He had a time where he was lost in Egypt. He came back and cast horoscopes for Queen Mary and her husband, the Spanish husband, Philip, which was completely illegal at the time, as a matter of fact. Anything that you wrote down that would be negative, especially a death about a royal, he could have been killed right then, even for doing it. But I think this man was a searcher. He came back with a little something that is not written in his book.